Then how would you describe this season overall?
It was interesting, I think, personally. It was tough missing the first bit, but I think once we came back, I think we know we have a good enough team in there, and I think that we think that we're fully capable of playing in the playoffs and making some noise. We just got to get there, but personally, I was pretty happy with how it went. I felt like I got the opportunity I was looking for, and I was pretty happy with how I played.
Would you be open to a contract extension this summer, Jay?
That's something I'll talk with Kurt about in management, but I still have another year and I'm back in the same RFA spot, so it's not a super pressing issue, I think. I still got to play out next year and see where it goes.
Would you like to stay in Winnipeg?
Yeah, like I said, that's something I'll talk with Kurt about, but I enjoy playing for that team and the teammates that we have in that room. I think we all gel pretty well together, and you can ask pretty much anyone. I think everyone feels that this team can go somewhere.
Of all the young guys that you have in this group, does that add to the excitement for you and the possibilities of, you know, the talent that is there moving forward?
Yes and no. I think, yeah, you want to have a lot of talented young guys, but I think the veteran guys that we have in the room are just as important, and those are the ones who really, I guess, lead the charge. And I remember my first couple of years, I think I didn't really understand what it took and all that kind of stuff, and you need those older guys that have been there and gone through it to really teach even younger guys than me now that come in. And that was something that I got, and I think Mark and I and that age group can kind of help with that, but you need the Blake Wheelers and the veteran guys to really show the way, I guess.
I think a lot of talk about how a breakout season for you. Do you view it like that this season? I mean,
No, not really. I think it's something I always knew I was capable of doing. Like I said before, I wanted the opportunity to show that, and I think that came, and I think I just relaxed a bit and just played hockey, and that's what I've found over my career. That's when I'm at my best.
Do you think you've made other teams more aware of your talent, improved your reputation out there?
No, I don't know. Yes, I don't know. I guess if they watch the games and go over the video, then maybe, but that's not really something I even think about.
Sarah asked you the question about wanting to be in Winnipeg. Someone might interpret that as a yes or no question. You didn't provide either, so I wonder, how difficult is this stage of being a young guy in the league and trying to react to the city you play for and then obviously taking the NHL as a business?
I think I figured out there's two parts of the game, but I'm playing in the NHL, I don't think it really matters where you are. This was my dream to play here, and I'm living it, and I couldn't be happier.
Does it come down to more than just the city when it comes to contract extensions?
I have no problem with Winnipeg. I made that pretty clear. It's a contract's a two-way street, and there's both sides that have to come together and agree on something. So it's not completely me and it's not completely them. It's a mutual thing.